I've met most of you before. If you're a visitor here, my name is Neil. And that's all I've got to say. That's all it says on my business card. Today, we're going to be talking about the persecuted church. We're going to be sharing about the persecuted church. And you may have a different view on what the persecuted church is. How do you feel when we talk about persecuted church? You say, oh, this sounds hard. This sounds something that is going to be a bit of a tough old thing, and I actually came for a good time this morning. Besides, other people may say, well, the persecuted church, that's about those people over there somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's what it may feel like. Persecution. Help to define it. I hope so. That's what we normally think of as the persecuted church, the church in that particular window of the world. Spreading across, you'll see, obviously, from South America, Central America, across through Africa, into the Middle East, and on to the Far East. But I want to just start a little further back. Let's have the next one, thanks. Balliol College, Oxford. Some of you may have been there. Some of you will know Balliol College, Oxford. Some of the famous alumni of the college are Harold Macmillan, the Prime Minister of Britain, Ted Heath, Herbert Asquith, Boris Johnson. What do you call the lad on the TV? I've forgotten his name. He does the news. That chap who talks in a funny way. Now we're going to look at the financial crisis. And Robert Peston. Robert Peston. You'll remember that one now, won't you? Huxley, Brave New World. You may have written about it. So this is a place of learning. I want to introduce you now to Freddie Potts. Freddie Potts is going to be an alumnus of that college once he finishes. And Freddie Potts is an interesting chap. You may have heard about this in the news. Don't read all the blurb. I'll just give you a summary here. He's the junior common room vice president at Balliol College. And he said that we're not going to have a Christian Union presence at the Freshers' Fair. And we're not going to have that because that might alienate students of other religions. And it may constitute a microaggression. This is in our country. This is at the place where so many learned people have come through who look after our interests in this country. And this is in a place where some of the sharpest minds of Britain come to learn. And he feels that if the Christian Union had a presence at the Freshers' Fair, it could cause potential harm to freshers, these sharp minds that come, who are there to wrestle with themes and ideas rather than just following the status quo all the time. Christianity's historic use as an excuse for homophobia and certain forms of neo-colonialism may alienate the new students. The new students may feel unwelcome in their new college if the Christian Union has a stall. That is our sole concern, he said, that the presence of the Christian Union alone may alienate students. Well, there we are. Wonder what your response is to that. Next slide, please. I believe that persecution is a spectrum. It's not just those people over there. It's your family. It's your friends. Your business people. It's the leaders who make the laws. Yeah? I know a lady, met her some time ago, and she started talking. I didn't prompt her to say it, but she said, church, that's for the goody-goodies. Thank you very much. Yes, goody-goodies, goody-goody gumdrop or whatever. Church is for the goody-goodies. Let me tell you, I have not been a goody-goody for a long time. Check it out with my wife. I am not a goody-goody. I am a baddie-baddie. And I'm a baddie-baddie who doesn't want to be a baddie-baddie. That's the difference. Yeah, that's the difference. When I become a goody-goody, You won't see me here. I won't need to come. Got it? Yes. Church for goody-goodies? What's she saying? What's that lady saying to me? Is the cold shoulder stuff? Is the sort of the dinosaur treatment, church? That stuff that you get from your family, from your friends, from the people you work with, is that not at one end of the spectrum of persecution? Yeah. And is some of the stuff going on in Britain today, with rules and laws being made which fly in the face of what God says, not one end of the spectrum of persecution? We're not being imprisoned yet. Some are, not in this country, but elsewhere. But the spectrum is there, and we must see it as such. And it's subtle, as I put up here. Its purpose is to reduce Christian influence in this land. Yeah, and I'll say a bit more about it in a minute. Let's just go on to the next slide, please. Yeah. So this is what Mike Judge says. You can read it for yourself. And Mike Judge is from the Christian Institute. And I'll just show you their little trailer video, and you can see what he's doing.